This is the VOA Special English Economics Report. The race to save two of America's big three car makers is entering a new and intense period. In March, the government ordered Chrysler to cut costs and form an alliance with Italian carmaker Fiat by April 30th. The actions were conditions for additional government aid of up to $6 billion. The company received $4 billion in federal loans in December. On Wednesday, Chrysler members of the United Auto Workers approved cost-cutting measures. Under the plan, Chrysler will be able to change terms of an agreement with the labor union. In return, the UAW would own 55% of the company. The Treasury Department has also been pressing Chrysler's creditors. The government wants 46 creditors to accept $2 billion instead of the $7 billion the company owes. Four big banks have agreed. They hold 70% of Chrysler's debt. But other creditors have refused the terms. The government has also been urging Chrysler to join with Fiat. On Thursday, President Obama announced that the companies have agreed to become partners. He said the government will make additional loans to support the partnership. All government loans are to be repaid before Fiat could take majority ownership of Chrysler in the future. Mr. Obama also said Chrysler will seek bankruptcy protection in court. Bankruptcy laws will protect the company from legal action while it continues operations and reorganizes its finances. The president said the government will provide about $8 billion in additional loans to the company during this period. No one knows if all this will work, but if the plan succeeds, it could serve as a model for America's biggest car maker, General Motors. GM has until June 1st to offer a plan to the government if it is to receive new government loans. This week, the company proposed cutting 21,000 more factory jobs. It will also sell fewer kinds of vehicles. Like Chrysler, GM is attempting to reduce its debt. The carmaker plans to do this by offering company stock in exchange for $27 billion in GM bonds. It also wants to make the government a majority shareholder in return for part of the emergency loans it has received. And that's the VOA Special English Economics Report, written by Mario Ritter. I'm Steve Ember.